I Will Not Be Erased, our stories about growing up as people of color, written by Gal Dem, and read by Charlie Brinkhurst Cuff, Yumna Al-Arashi, Samanthi Feminemuli, Nina Damani, Nayala Aboin, Sara Jafari, Kuchenga, Layal, Leah Cowan, Kima Bob, Liv Little, Kimi Alamuru, Kuba Jean-Baptiste, and Grace Holiday.
A letter from Gal Dem's editors. We're Gal Dem, a magazine written and produced exclusively by young women and non-binary people of colour. This is the first time we've published a book, and it is the book we wish had existed when we were growing up. So many of us felt the sting of erasure when we were young. We didn't see ourselves in literature, in comics, in film or TV, or in the world around us. Our voices and experiences were missing from the history books and from positions of power. We know that many of our younger siblings and friends are still struggling with validation because of this erasure. And even though we've almost grown up, sometimes we struggle too. The title of our book is a powerful statement to you and to ourselves. We refuse to be erased, and we are working hard so that you don't have to feel that you have been either. With this book, we want to show you that your voice matters and that your experiences are important. There is something in each of these essays that will speak to anyone who has ever wondered what they might say to their younger self. After all, we've all fallen in love, fought with our parents, or wondered where we fit in. But it is our hope that these essays will especially speak to those of us from marginalised backgrounds. Growing up as Black, Brown, East Asian, Arab, or as any other minority identity in a majority white society, we feel we have had to contend with some unique experiences. But we have rarely seen those experiences written about in something as tangible as a book, and we want to change that. Each essay in this collection is inspired by something we wrote when we were growing up. We've taken our diary entries and screenshotted conversations, poems and messages from faded notepads or school diary planners that we've never quite been able to throw away. We've all written about an experience that shaped us in some way and made us who we are today. We hope that you can learn from our adventures, mistakes and heartbreaks so you feel less alone in your struggles and more at home in your joy. We've all been on very different journeys. A diary is where you get to define yourself on your own terms and take control of your narrative. What you write leaves a legacy. We hope our pasts and our futures speak as one about secret angst, anger and embarrassment, but also of life's ridiculous joy and humour. Some of us have realised that we aren't so different from our younger selves. Others have life lessons we want to share because of how much we have changed. Sometimes it feels like there's no one in your world who you can speak to, no one who really understands or who wants to listen. One of the things we've discovered about growing up is that there is almost always someone out there. And if not, writing down your feelings and experiences is a good place to start. By Charlie Brinkhurst Cuff and Liv Little.